All right. I want more than that.
I want more than that.
I want a whole lot.
I want a reprogram.
To be in alignment
with desire.
I've never trusted myself.
With desire.
Because I've wanted
some really stupid things.
Some really stupid people.
I've wanted
some things.
I
thought with all my heart.
And then I didn't.
And then I was sorry.
I haven't really trusted myself.
With my desires.
And isn't desire bad?
Isn't desire bad?
I wouldn't walk around saying,
I desire.
People would look at me funny.
I'm unaccustomed
to being in alignment
with that which I desire.
What if I could see it differently?
What if I could suggest
to my subconscious mind,
to my unconscious mind,
that today
I'm wiser,
I'm more experienced,
I'm more educated.
Sometimes,
painfully so.
What if I could trust myself?
Oh, that is not allowed.
I might get disappointed.
I might get over-enthusiastic.
I might get obsessed.
I really can't trust me.
With my desires.
What if I could?
How bad could I screw it up?
What if I got what I wanted?
Who would I be then?
Oh, I'd want more.
I'd want so much more.
Well, that's what I want right now.
That's what I want right now.
I'm already practicing my way.
Into alignment.
With my desires.
And the truth is,
when I first started this journey,
creating desire
just hurt.
It made me look
at how far I had to go.
How much time I had wasted.
All that I was getting wrong.
It was pretty traumatic.
I heard about the law of attraction.
And I knew I was screwed.
It was traumatic.
All trauma.
I'm still holding in my body.
In my psyche.
I'm letting that go now.
That really happened to me.
More times than I can count.
I've wanted things.
Deeply desired things.
And it's cost me.
It has cost me.
Mentally.
Emotionally,
physically,
energetically,
even spiritually.
Sometimes I've wanted to party,
and I got a hangover.
Sometimes I wanted to indulge
in fabulous food,
and I got indigestion.
Sometimes I wanted to love people
simply because
they were unlovable.
And that's what I got.
Sometimes
I just wanted to slow myself down.
So I did.
It's been hard to be me.
I can't trust myself.
To be in alignment
with what I desire.
What if I get good at it?
What if I'm wrong?
I've done that.
I've done that a lot.
And here I am.
Still wanting more.
What if I could be open to the possibility?
That I'm different today.
That I can align with my desires.
Because I'm learning
how to change my mind.
That's all I've been working on.
Since I learned this journey,
metaphysical teachings,
energy work.
All I've been working on It's changing my mind.
It's changing my mind.
I have a lot of practice.
I have a lot of practice.
If I pick the wrong desire,
I'll
just change my mind.
I'll just change my mind.
How hard could it be?
How hard could it be?
I've had a lot of practice.
I've had a lot of practice.
That's all I've been doing.
That's all I've been doing.
Learning how to change my mind.
Learning how to change my mind.
I'm experienced. I give myself permission. To align. With my deepest desires.
With my deepest desires.
Knowing always. I can want more.
And I can change my mind.
I used to be programmed.
To be sad.
To be disappointed.
When things didn't work out. When things changed.
That's not the way I think anymore. I'm always looking.
How can I stretch?
What can I desire now?
What can I learn now?
What can I tap on today?
What can I create today?
How big can I play?
Wouldn't it be lovely if today
I aligned with me?
This new me.
That's always changing.
My mind.
That's what I'm learning.
That's what I'm practicing.
That's what I'm teaching.
I am.
Ready.
To trust me.
With my desires. Because I can always change my mind.
It's my mind.
It's my perceptions.
It's
my reality.
I give myself permission.
To play.
Much bigger.
Much bigger.
I bring myself present.
I bring my energetic body.
My emotional body.
My mental body.
My spiritual body.
I bring all my bodies.
To present time.
And I invite my subconscious mind.
To pay attention.
To who I am today.
I am.
Learning.
Practicing.
Living.
Changing my mind.
I am.
Ready.
To be me.
To be me.